Welcome to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, groundbreaking research, and heartwarming stories about the reasons we smile. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the great shows that previously aired, log on to thereasonswesmile.com or iTunes. Keyword, Dr. Kvitko, or The Reasons We Smile. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kvitko. Call 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Reasons We Smile. This is show number 437. I'm Dr. Kvitko. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. I think it's going to be a great day. Last week, we were giving you 20 incomplete or incorrect assumptions that people make about their dental care, dental health. But, we do two parts. We were doing 10 and then 10. In fact, next week, we're going to bring you the other 10. But in the middle, I thought, you know what? It's only fair to bring you 10 incorrect or incomplete assumptions that your dentist makes about you. Don't you think? We'll share the love. Anyway, so that's what we're going to be talking about today. Before we get started, let me remind you to follow me on Twitter. It's at Dr. Kvitko. And if you would please go to my office Facebook page and like us, that would be awesome. All past episodes of The Reasons We Smile are available at thereasonswesmile.com. All right. And if you would tell your friends and family and anybody you can think of that I'll be hosting my 6th annual Dentistry from the Heart event June 10th from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. We will be doing free fillings, free extractions, free cleanings. And if you'd like to help, if you'd like to volunteer, please call my office at 614-262-9588. And that would be if you're a dentist, a hygienist, an assistant, or just a regular person who isn't a dental professional but wants to help. We would love to have you as well, okay? All right. So as I mentioned, 10 incorrect or incomplete assumptions made by dentists about their patients. And if you pay attention, you're going to have a chance to win flowers coming up in about 10 minutes. And we try to make it simple. So basically, these next two or three things I'm going to tell you are going to be the questions. So listen up. Number one, and they're not in any specific order, although you might have your own order. One would be, okay, this is one that I've observed. People come in as a new patient and they're a little bit standoffish, a little bit of a curmudgeon. You know, some people actually downright mean when they come to the office. And you know, I'll hear conversations between my staff, or they'll come, we'll be doing charts or something, and they'll say, I don't know about this person. They were pretty curt with me on the phone. And we'll see. And some offices kind of relish in the ability to, like, tell people to go elsewhere. And I don't do that, and I don't recommend it. But here's why. What we find is that dentists tend to misunderstand fear of going to the dentist as this standoffish feeling. So like people that come in and they're almost mean, they're really nice people if you can just get by this initial contact. What it is they're terrified. They don't want to be there. This is like facing their worst fear. It'd be like putting a claustrophobic in a closet. So I think a lot of dentists, so if you're a dentist or a hygienist or assistant listening, listen up, because if you guys were to just treat this person with kindness, treat them like gold, assume that the only thing that's going on in their head is that they are afraid, you're going to find like a whole different person is going to pop out within maybe that first visit by the end, or maybe not till the second or third. But once they trust you, once they realize you're not going to hurt them, you're going to believe them if they tell you that it hurts, that sort of thing. Once they know that everybody cares and that we are not judging, because that's the other thing. People are who stay away from the dentist stay away, first of all, because they're afraid. But then after they've stayed away for a little while, miss two or three visits, sometimes they even make appointments and don't keep them because they're too afraid to drive the car there, too afraid to walk in the door. Once you get past that, it's like this whole wonderful person is in there. They're friendly, they're happy, they talk about their hobbies, their kids, their grandkids. It is just an amazing transformation. So the takeaway then is don't prejudge patients who come in and are kind of standoffish, maybe even to where you think they're just a mean person. There aren't very many mean people out there, to be honest. So if you have one in your office, it's probably up to you to change them, make them realize that there's no reason to fear and that everything will be fine. Okay, so that's a big, big, big one that I see happening. Another one is misunderstanding how numb a patient is and thinking they maybe aren't feeling things when they are. So we, in dentistry, were trained to help understand or help a person understand the difference between pain and pressure. And we all know that we can't numb a person against pressure sensations. All right, so if I push on a person's shoulder with my open palm, they're going to feel that, but what they're feeling is pressure. Okay, we all know that. But if instead I took a toothpick and put it on their shoulder and started to push, well, that would be pain, right? And so when somebody reacts, usually they react a little bit, not really violently, but they definitely react, they'll jerk. That's not pressure. That's pain. But what do dentists and hygienists, assistants say? They say to you, well, that's probably just pressure. And the reason they say that is because you may have a numb lip, you may have a numb tongue, but they put the drill on your tooth or cold air or cold water, and you jump. You felt it. You wouldn't jump if you didn't feel it. But the dentist tends to misunderstand that. They think that, oh, it must be pressure. This person is just nervous. It's already 20 minutes into the visit. Guess we just have to go. Let's just keep going. It's not that bad. Well, it is that bad. And it would be different if the dentist were sitting in the chair. Probably wouldn't be saying that's not that bad if it were them. So, again, listen up, please. Listen to what your patients are saying. Because let me stop myself for a second. There are times, especially with children, or really, really nervous people, where, especially if I have mom in the room, I'll turn on the dental drill, and I'll have it turning, and I hold it about an inch away from the tooth, and we see what reaction we get from the child. Well, if the child makes the same noise that they did earlier, whether that's a, sometimes in children it's a little, they'll cry a little bit, whimper, make some little sound it's unpleasant, and the idea is that they don't want to be there. They want us to think it's hurting, but they don't want to be there, so they make that sound. And when I show mom that I'm not even touching the tooth, I'm holding it away, there she's usually fine, or dad. Sometimes they both come. Okay, but so if you've already done that test, well, that's different. And also I will show mom that I can take the Explorer, which is like the toothpick that I used as an example earlier, and touch the child on their lip where it's numb, and they don't even know I did it. So sometimes a fearful patient will equate the sound of the drill as, that hurts, okay? But aside from that, when you haven't already done that test, if the patient says, I felt that, they felt it, period, end of story, you have to find another way to numb them. You could use what is called, well, we all know there's a ligament or periodontal ligament device injection, which goes right around the tooth and down around into the sulcus or bone. And then there's another one called Stabadent, where we actually make a little pinhole through the gum and into the bone, where we can then inject the anesthetic through that, and that will get, I'm serious, I think unless they're immune to the drug, if you use both of those, they're going to be numb. But the most importantly, don't misperceive when a person is saying they feel it and assume it's just pressure. The next one is misunderstanding what patients mean by how they explain their pain. So, and this is somebody where we're not numbing them yet, we're not filling anything yet, we're just, they came in and they're describing their pain. All right, so they'll say things like, we know as dentists that if it's sharp, it isn't necessarily a tooth that needs to have a root canal, but if it's dull or pounding and lasts for minutes or hours, it almost always is, right? But sometimes patients don't know the right words to use. They'll tell us that, oh, it's a sharp pain, and we're then thinking, well, okay, sharp, can't be root canal pain, must be, let's check the bite, let's check, let's check this filling, let's see if it's hitting too hard, see if it's an overhang, see whatever, and we're forgetting that there's a chance this person isn't truly explaining the pain the way they should be. They don't know. People just, so we have to kind of read between the lines and learn to understand what our patients are really telling us, and it's funny because people will tell me what their pain is, and then they'll say, so what do you think it is, doc? And my answer is a question. All right, well, tell me, how long does this last? Does it last seconds? Does it last minutes? Is it sharp or dull? Does it like stop you in your tracks? Or is it something that you're fine, but maybe towards later in the day when you lay down, you start to be aware of it again? And we go through a lot of questions like that to make sure that our patients are telling us, well, basically, here's the thing. I've learned that if I listen long enough, my job gets really easy because patients tell me what's wrong. The problem is they don't know how to tell me what's wrong. I have to guide the questions, just like an interviewer would guide the questions to get what they really want out of the person, whether it's somebody interviewing a political candidate or a lawyer trying to get the truth out of a witness, right? So, yeah, so we hygienists and assistants, we have to listen really carefully for little cues what it is that the patient is really saying to us. And oftentimes when a person is pointing in their mouth, they're pointing to what they think is the problem. That's not the problem. Like, they'll point to this bombed out tooth, say, on the lower right. You know, it just bombed out. This looks like it's a, you know, a little atomic bomb went off on it or something. And guess what? The tooth that's hurting them is the one either right behind it or right above it. So anyway, those are the first three misunderstandings, miscommunications. So what we're going to do is, remember I mentioned you're going to have a chance to win free flowers. They'll be from Vice Number Florist. And before we do Dr. Kavitko's question of the day, though, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kavitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household. Prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kavitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kavitko's question of the day.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kavitko. We are doing Dr. Kavitko's question of the day. Today's question is, some incomplete assumptions dentists can make about their patients are, A, misunderstanding how much the fear of going to the dentist can affect a patient's demeanor. B, misunderstanding what patients mean by how they explain their pain. C, misunderstanding just how numb a patient is and thinking they aren't feeling things when they are. Or D, all of the above. All right. As I mentioned, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Denver Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the number to call, 614-459-9769. That's 614-459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Hi, I'm Keith Carlos, winner of America's Next Top Model and star of Chocolate City 2. Look for my smile on the big screen this summer, courtesy of Dr. Kavitko. Stay tuned to The Reasons We Smile with Dr. Kavitko, the world's most interesting dentist.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko, general dentist and host of The Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. Did you know that you no longer need to visit several different dental professionals to get more complete dental care? We handle everything from cleanings and orthodontics to restoration, implants, and smile makeovers, all in my office. And now we have two locations. Get the most advanced technology and procedures available today. It's more complete dentistry.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kavitko.
Dr. Kavitko, let's go!
Hi, I'm Johanna, and I've been a dental patient at Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. I would really recommend Dr. Kavitko for your family's dental care. They're friendly. They're always there to help me. I feel like family when I walk in the door. It's clean. It's comfortable. Even if I have to bring my kids, they have a great playroom for them. I know when I'm with Dr. Kavitko, they are taking that extra time to make sure that I'm going to be the healthiest I can be. They've been great. I love them.
Call Dr. Kavitko and Associates today, 614-262-9255.
Hi, my name's Athena. My family and I have been patients of Dr. Kavitko and Associates for over 10 years. We've gone to Dr. Kavitko for numerous reasons, especially cleanings, crowns, and root canals. Since going to Dr. Kavitko, I get compliments every day on how beautiful my smile is, and people always ask me how I get my teeth so white. I used to be afraid of the dentist, but Dr. Kavitko and his staff make you feel very comfortable and relaxed, and I'm not afraid anymore. I would recommend Dr. Kavitko for all your family's dental needs.
Call Dr. Kvitko and Associates today, 614-262-9588.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Dr. Kvitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard. All right, we're back, and let me just say that during those commercial breaks, we received a call from George in Pataskala, and he is the winner. The answer was D, all of the above. All right, so thank you so much. Thanks, George. Enjoy those flowers from Vice Number. Okay, now, we are doing, and by the way, I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile. This is episode number 437, and we are bringing you 10 incomplete or incorrect assumptions made by dentists about their patients. We've given you the first three, which is misunderstanding how fear can affect your demeanor, misunderstanding what you mean when you say you have pain, and misunderstanding how numb you are, and thinking you may just be feeling pressure when it's actually pain. All right, so now the next one is, we kind of misperceive the fact that you even want dental care. We'd like to think that people want to come when in reality, I don't think anybody truly wants to come to the dentist. And I think if we dental professionals realize that, then we can try to be kinder and more calm and that sort of thing and try to make it a pleasant experience when it's pretty much thought of as not pleasant, right? Okay. We think that patients understand what gum disease is. I think we really do. But what I've learned is I have these little videos at the office, and so when I am trying to explain something to a person, and by the way, I didn't used to have these videos. I spent years and years drawing pictures on my hand, you know, or on the tray paper, and people would nod their head, yes, I understand. And then once I started using those videos, which was about 15, maybe 17 years ago, I saw like a light bulb go off in a person's head. These people that were watching these videos were like, I get it. You know, I finally actually get it. And apparently either my artistry isn't so good or the fact that I was drawing it in the palm of my hand. I'm not sure what it was, but I don't think people were really understanding. And to this day, I bet if I were to ask you to call in and describe what periodontal disease is, you couldn't. Right? And so we dentists need to know that. We need to understand. Because if you don't know what the disease is and can't describe it, you certainly can't do a very good job of preventing it, because preventing it requires your input. Let's face it, if you come twice a year to us and we clean your teeth, well, the other 363 days are up to you. We are not the answer. We'll help you keep your mouth healthy, but we are not the answer. You can't just come in and expect us to keep your mouth healthy for you without your input. Okay, so another one is we tend to think that patients understand how little their insurance company pays us dentists. Now, why is that important? It's important because patients just assume that we're getting properly compensated for the work that we do, and they don't understand how off that is. And it'd be like this. It'd be like let's say your brother-in-law is a painter, and you decided you're going to hire your brother-in-law because he's related. He's going to give you a 50% off. He's going to do it half price. Well, besides the fact that he's related, if there was something about the job that you didn't like, maybe there's a little spot of paint on the ceiling and he wasn't painting the ceilings, he was painting the walls. You know, how many times can you go to the brother-in-law and say, hey, I don't think you're doing a good enough job, when you know he's working at 50% off? You know, you're going to accept a little less because of that, I would think. But with dentistry, and, you know, dentists who sign up on these lists that pay, you know, just piddly amounts don't understand that patients don't realize that. And, of course, I don't think you should be taking shortcuts in the first place. I think you shouldn't be on the list if you can't do it right. But the reality is if you're on the list, you're getting paid squat. And then you don't understand that the patients don't understand why you're rushing them in and rushing them out. Why am I getting the 20-minute cleaning, you know? So I think that because of that, because patients don't understand, we need to make sure they get absolute best care all of the time. And if you can't afford to do that on that plan, get off the plan. That would be my suggestion. We think all patients, well, I don't, and maybe most dentists don't, but there are some who just kind of think all patients numb the same. So if I give Linda a cartridge of Septicane to numb an upper right molar, well, Linda should be numb. And let's face it, and in some cases, Linda is numb. But let's say I give Linda a cartridge of Septicane and she still says she feels it. So I give her another and she still says she feels it and I give her another, okay? So why would I have to do that? It's because patients don't numb the same. Some are a little bit resistant to the medication. Some have nerves that go different directions. And so, and in fact, patients have asked me, you know, why did I need three cartridges? It's like, well, I don't know, other than your nerves go in a different direction. You have an axillary nerve that comes in from a different, that other people don't have. But the most important thing is that we get you numb. It's not a beauty contest. We're not trying to, you know, let's see how many teeth we can fill with the least amount of anesthetic. It's not that. We don't want to do that. You know, the stuff looks like water, and I kind of treat it like water, as though it's free almost, but it's not. But it doesn't matter, because to me, without a numb patient, everything else, all bets are off. You know, we just can't do anything. We can't function. All right, so that means we have covered 7 of these, and now we are up. So when we come back from the break, we have 3 more we're going to give you, and I'm looking at my list, there's actually more than 3, so that means there'll be more than 10 if there's time. All right, I'm Dr. Kvitko, this is The Reasons We Smile, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dr. Kvitko.
When it comes to the overall health of your teeth, trust the experience of Dr. Kvitko and Associates. From dental cleanings and exams to restoration, dental implants, and pediatric care, Dr. Kvitko and Associates can give you something to smile about.
There's a lot of places out there that offer discount dentistry, but at Dr. Kvitko's, he actually takes the time.
See what Dr. Kvitko and Associates can do for you. Conveniently located on High Street in Clintonville, call 262-9588. Or online at drkvitko.com.
Estás escuchando con Dr. Kvitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko, general dentist and host of the Reasons We Smile radio and roadshow. I've been honored to help several famous people get a perfect smile, like Keith Carlos and Dominique Reigart from America's Next Top Model, and Ted the Golden Voice Williams from right here in Columbus. Isn't it time you had a celebrity smile? It costs less than you might think, and most of the time, it can be done in one visit. A new smile can make a world of difference.
Visit worldsmostinterestingdentist.com for more info about Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigart. Like what you hear? Why not use the show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kvitko. This is The Reasons We Smile, episode number 437. We're bringing you 10 incomplete or incorrect assumptions dentists make about their patients. We've already brought you 7. There may be more than 10 before the show's over. And if I don't have time, maybe I'll bring you some more on another show. But here's one that's very important. Dentists who trust the patient when they tell them their bite is okay on a new crown or a new filling because they say something like, I think the bite is fine. It's just a little different because I'm still numb. Well, if the patient thinks it's off even a little, it's off. Okay? It's not that they're numb. It's that it's off. Now, why is that important if you're a patient? It means that if your bite is off, when the numbness goes away, your tooth, you're going to slowly, every time you swallow and every time you chew, you're going to hit that tooth a little heavier. Not much, but a little heavier than it used to be or is supposed to be. And gradually, a tooth that was fine at first is going to start to hurt, and it's going to hurt more, and it's going to hurt more, so much so that you're going to think you need a root canal. And all it was the bite wasn't what it should have been in the first place. And I can say that easily because, and not, I know I'm not upsetting any dentists because we've all been there, we've all done it, And in some cases, you know, we get in a hurry and we're just hopeful, wishful thinking that the bite is fine and that it's just that they're still numb. But it's never that way. That's never the way it works out. So a patient shouldn't leave the office who just got a new crown or a filling unless they are 100% sure their bite is fine. And if you do it that way, then it will be fine. Okay. Now, this one, dentures. Dentures are very interesting because, and I had a woman come in. In fact, this was the impetus for doing this topic this week. A woman came in. We had just done a denture reline. We had made her the denture 9 months ago as an immediate, meaning we took out her teeth the same day we put the denture in, which means we didn't have a chance to actually not only try it in beforehand, but we knew it was going to become loose because of the extraction sites. So now we did a reline, and she comes in. First thing we do when we put it in, she said to me, let me think, I wrote it down. What did she say? She said, my top denture feels like it hangs down in the back on one side. It hangs down. Okay, so as a dentist, I'm thinking, wait a minute, this was fine for 9 months. How can it be hanging down? All I did was reline it, okay? So then the dentist may start thinking the patient's kind of wacko or something, or they don't know what they're thinking. And I knew what she was talking about. You know what it was? It was the bite on one tooth was off. Top left, tooth was hitting a little before the rest. It can happen when you take an impression. There's uneven pressure or whatever. And I literally just took make a couple microns off of that one tooth. And of course, I had to listen to her tell me all of the reasons she thought it was wrong. That's just human nature. And I said, okay, well, here, try that. And I put it in, and the look on her face was astonishing. Like, how did you do that? You know, I thought the whole denture was off. It was all wacky. And I said, no, it was just the bite a little bit. Okay, so... And by the way, denture patients also, they say things like, okay, my top denture looks too big. If my top denture looks too big, one of the things we can think of as a dentist would be, oh, maybe the teeth are too big. Or maybe they stick out too far, they make their lip bump out a little bit. Well, that's those things could be it. But another one that would be a possibility would be that the teeth are too low. The teeth are too low for their smile line. So for example, when a person smiles, the midline of the teeth, what we call the plane of occlusion, where the upper teeth and lower teeth come together, that should be halfway between the upper lip and the lower lip. Well, if it's not, then that's the mistake, okay? That's the mistake. And so... we have to then, it's almost back to the drawing board, isn't it? Because then we have to take in, and hopefully the denture is still in wax and we can move all of the teeth up. But I hear so many people who come into me with what I consider bad dentures, you know, a bad result. And the dentist was telling them, oh, you'll get used to it. It's just not like your natural teeth. You know, you'll be fine. And then these people go around with this crazy, awful smile, you know, and... I'm getting the signal, which is the signal for I better look at my clock and see how much time we have because I'm losing track. I'm so sorry. Okay. Oh, my goodness. I only have no time. Okay. So, you know what? We did get to 10 of them, though. That was exactly 10. All right. So, as I said, it looks like I am out of time. So, let me just do the end of show stuff, which is don't forget about Dentistry from the Heart, which is June 10th from 7 a.m. until 4 p.m. 614-262-9588 if you want more information, and I hope you do want more information. Be sure to tune. Oh, if you want to follow me on Twitter, it's at Dr. Kvitko. Go to my office Facebook page and like us. It's Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Be sure to tune in next week when we'll bring you part two of that two-part episode, which was 20 incorrect or incomplete assumptions people make about their dental health and dental care. I'll see you next week and every week right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week with my dentist, Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to thereasonswesmile.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kvitko's show.
If you'd like Dr. Kvitko, the world's most interesting dentist, to speak at your next event, please call 614 614- 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to speaking@thereasonswesmile.com.